So we're talking about preventing flooding coming into your property when those storm clouds gather. We're at Richford's Fire and Flood with Mike Cooper. We're now looking at moving possessions out of the way. We're talking things like furniture, for example, aren't we?
That's right. Again, if people know that flood water is likely to affect their property, one of the easiest ways of trying to reduce the impact of damage to your property and the overall cost of insurance claims is to obviously try and move things out of the way of the flood water. Now, that can be relatively simple if we're talking about fairly small items of contents. But of course, sometimes people have nice upholstered suites or a nice dining table or something they want to move. And again, if those can be moved out of the way of flood water, then that's always a beneficial thing to do. Of course, the larger an item gets, we do need to think carefully about how we're going to move those in terms of manual handling, bearing in mind to keep the back straight and bend at the knees. So there's quite a lot of information available on manual handling available online, and people can always look at those resources. And of course, if they don't feel able to move an item, then don't.
Or seek help from neighbours, see if they can help you. If it's a big item, get lots of help in.
That help is always available. We've really seen communities pull together when these flooding incidents happen. So I'm sure your neighbour, if they're able to, wouldn't mind helping.
So we're talking about moving things out of the way, upstairs, even putting things up on blocks in some cases.
Absolutely. Upstairs is ideal because obviously that area is very unlikely to get flooded. But yes, if you've got some simple polystyrene blocks or some polythene sheeting that you can stand furniture on, or even wrap the legs of tables in polythene to protect them from the flood water, it's another great way of trying to prevent that damage.
We'll be giving you more helpful advice from Richard Fire and Flood about preventing flooding and things you can do to alleviate damage in the next podcast on this feed.